All right, now, I wasn't here to see the end of the Symetra Classic here in Charlotte.
I was.
I know you were. And I understand it was epic, but we have the winner joining us now, Erica Popson. Erica, welcome into the golf shop.
Thanks a bunch. Thanks for having me on.
All right, so since I wasn't here, tell me all about it. No, I'm just kidding. I want all 54 holes. No, you know, when did you find out that you were leading this golf tournament? At what point on the golf course did you look up at a scoreboard and say, I'm the leader?
I would say I hit my tee shot on 16, and there's a scoreboard on 16 green, so I was coming down the fairway. And you can kind of see the scoreboard down as a par 5, and I just saw the minus 7 at the top of the leaderboard, and I turned to my friend who was caddying for me, and I go, we're 7 under. I think that's us.
Well, Erica, you know, for our listeners who weren't there, it was an amazing weekend out at Raintree, and in fact, late in the day on Saturday, we thought Kendall Dye might go into the evening with a 5-shot lead at 10 under and be untouchable, and then all of a sudden, Augusta James, who's played well here before and plays well quite often, got to 9 under, and the chance of Kendall Dye sleeping well Saturday night went or just completely eradicated. And we had a really great field, but going into the evening, you weren't on the actual leaderboard. You had to play under par while everybody else was backing up. So what made this day for you? How did you manage the course better than anybody else?
Well, I went into the Sunday in third place by myself at a 6 under, and I just slept and I said, no expectations tomorrow. Let's play as good as we can, and we may not win, but let's try and do the best we can and see what happens. And all day I really didn't look at any leaderboards or care where I was at, really, and I was just trying to play the best golf that I could play and see what happened at the end. And luckily that I ended up on top.
All right, so you're at your tee shot. Are you able to go for the green and 2 at that point, or are you automatically laying up? Or seeing your name at the top of the leaderboard, did that change the next shot?
I think if I was but 1 or 2 behind, I might have tried to go for it. I definitely could have gotten there. I want to say I had about 195 front. So, but it's all over water. So
and
I could
downhill.
Have gotten for there and gone for it, but once I saw I was on top by a shot, I just decided to lay up. I said I can try and make birdie with a wedge in my hand and just keep giving myself birdie opportunities and not change the game plan based on where we are.
And so at that point, when you decide to lay up and you know try to make a birdie or at least a par, you're already thinking about 17 and 18, correct? You knew you had a manageable par 4 and then sort of a quirky par 3 to finish. What were you looking at as potential scores based on how you played the previous 2 days for those two holes?
Well, honestly, when I saw myself on top and I turned to my caddy and I go, we're on top. And he goes, Erica, we need to hit this shot. Let's not worry about that. Let's worry about us and let's worry about this shot and then the next and just take it one shot at a time. So he kind of grounded me and got me back focused. And so then on, I wasn't thinking so much leaderboard anymore as much as trying to hit each shot as good as I can and see what happened.
So how had you played 17 and 18 the previous 2 days?
I believe I made pars there both.
Okay.
Both holes, both rounds.
So you didn't have any bad memories to contend with. It was all, you know, you felt like you could handle it.
Yeah, I mean, 17 is kind of a quirky tee shot. You can't really hit it left and you can't really hit it right. You just got to hit a good tee shot. But I felt like I was hitting my driver really well that week, so I was a little nervous on 17T, but once I hit it in the fairway, I felt like I was good to go.
All right, so as a professional, this is, I'm believing it's your first win. You had several wins in college. What's the difference between playing college golf and playing professional golf? Just kind of in a nutshell. You don't have to get too elaborate, but just in a nutshell, what are the main differences between college golf and professional golf?
I would say in college golf, the top players separate themselves from everybody else. And then in professional golf, everybody's good. Anybody, any given week can win. And so you just have to play great golf to win in the professionals. And in college, you can play okay and win, I would say. But I would say college, women's college golf is getting a lot more competitive each year, and so it's starting to turn more into somewhat professional, to where you really have to play well. But in college, I feel like it's easier to separate yourself from everybody else.
All right, well, Erica, when I saw you at the top of the leaderboard, I got excited right away because I was at least tacitly familiar with your story. Erica grew up in Florida, was one of those phenom kids, great in high school, colleges all over wanted her. She went to Tennessee, really dominated the SEC during her college career, and then in a what is really a rare move, came right out of school, went through Q school, right onto the LPGA. And then things didn't go as expected, did they, Erica?
No, they did not. I got my card right away, finished top 10 at all three stages my first time at Q school. I was like, wow, this is kind of easy. and then pro golf hit me, and I didn't play well. I didn't adjust well. I mean, nothing good came of it, I would say, besides a lot of learning experiences. And then at the end of last year, after I'd lost my card and played bad on the Symetra Tour, for a full year, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't know if I wanted to play golf anymore. I kind of identified myself as the scores that I was shooting, and I had to learn to disconnect that part of my life. You know, I'm just a person who plays golf. I'm not a golfer. So I decided to go work with a longtime family friend, Dean Pappas, in Arkansas as one last hope, and he gave me hope again, and then I worked with Roger Masterson in Florida over the winter just because I was at home, and worked with him once and really liked it. And so I've kept in touch with both guys, and they've both helped me get back to me again and knowing who I am as a person and as a player. And so it's been a struggle, but I think you definitely learn more in life from your struggles and your successes.
So, I mean, I don't want to pick the scab, but maybe I do a little because I think the story is so great. I mean, how bad does it get when you're, you know, you've had so much success on the golf course? It's a huge part of how you probably identified yourself until that point.
It's got to be an emotional thing. I mean, it's got to be a confidence thing. Where does your confidence go, and at what point does it kind of get down at that bottom of the barrel? I mean, you know, if you're not having success that you're used to having. I mean, you win eight times in college, you get your card immediately through, you know, Q schools, and then you go out on the LPGA Tour, and there's, you know, almost zero success out there. At what point do you hit that low, and it's the confidence that starts going first, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, you lose your confidence, and then you start wondering whether you're, I mean, that's even your calling, whether you're even meant to play professional golf. I was like, is this a sign that I'm not supposed to play professional golf? And it's just everything gets into your head, and I did not handle it well. But I definitely think hitting rock bottom at the end of last year was a good start for me, because I had some little quirky things in college that I didn't want to fix swing-wise and setup-wise, and once I hit rock bottom, I was open to any ideas and any changes. And so we just started from square one with setup and posture and everything like that, and then rebuilt.
Well, we're talking to Erica Popson, the winner, the champion of the 2016 Symetra Classic out at Raintree Country Club here in Charlotte. And Erica, now you've got this resurrection story. I mean, you came out and you probably, I think going into the week, you're maybe in the 40s or 50s on the money list. And now you come out, you get the big cardboard check for $22,500 handed to you by a really handsome guy who's on the radio show.
So it wasn't you?
No, it wasn't me. They had another guy come in.
Gotcha.
And so now you've got this incredible moment before you. And when did it sink in as we were doing the trophy and the check and all that stuff? When did it start to sink in for you that your fortunes have really changed?
I would say it still hasn't sunk in 100%. I couldn't sleep that night. But
did you keep rolling over on the trophy?
I mean,
the check got away.
No, definitely not. I was just so excited. But at the same time, my family wasn't there to share it with me. And so that was a little disappointing. But both my parents have got some health issues, so they can't watch me play anymore. But I got to talk to him on the phone, and that was exciting. But I think it's just more about staying grounded and And my whole thing all year is just about keeping an open mind and having no expectations and just trying to learn and be curious about the game again and just get better every week. So going into this week, I just want to keep getting better and keep learning.
So was that first call to your folks, and were they indeed, as you said, on 18, were they watching online?
No, they had no idea.
Oh!
Oops.
So I was hoping they did, but I mean, I called and nobody would answer the phone at first. And then once my mom finally answered the phone, she had no idea. And my sister, I love her to death, but I don't even know if she knew I was playing in a golf tournament that week.
No way.
She knew I was playing, but she wasn't following or keeping up, and I think they were just busy and had other things going on. So
they didn't know you were top five going into Sunday. They didn't know what was going on that day. What was their initial reaction?
I think my parents knew I was in the top five going into Sunday. I would say my sister definitely didn't know, but They didn't check for the day because my mom's really superstitious and she wants to wait until I'm completely done to check the scores. And I don't even know if my dad knows how to operate a computer, so he relies on my mom. So, but they were excited and they were just like, "Wow, you won? Are you sure?" Like, yeah.
You're like, I've got this really big check that I can't do anything with. So
yeah.
So. Is it a good thing that there's another tournament this week, that there's no week off? I mean, is this the opportunity with, three or four or five tournaments in a row for you just go ahead and ride the wave and hopefully keep playing well?
I hope so. Unfortunately, my friend can't caddy for me this week. He has to go back to his real job, so that's disappointing. But
I'm available.
It should be fun, yeah.
Yes, you are.
I'm available. I have nothing to do this week.
Want to go to Georgia?
Yeah.
Milton, Georgia. Don't know what's there. But by the way, just so you know, last year, I think the majority of the women that got their LPGA card actually came on this show at one time or another. So you got that going for you as well.
Awesome. I hope to continue that trend then.
Yeah, and I guess I wonder if it's something you've considered yet when indeed you do get your card back, before we let you go. What will you do differently in your approach to the LPGA once you're back up there?
Well, for starters, I don't think I'll try not to put nearly as much pressure on myself. My first year on the LPGA, I had some knee issues and ended up having to have knee surgery at the end of the year, so I kind of played through it just to be able to see the courses and see how it worked out there and see how professional golf was like. So I'll know most of the courses. They've added some new events, but it'll be nice to go back to places for a second time and then just go out with a new attitude and just try and learn every week and be curious and see where my game brings me.
Well, Erica, thank you so much for joining us tonight after your big win. We're terribly, terribly proud of you. And as I say to all of our players, I hope to never see you again.
Yeah, thank you. And I hope to be back on the big tour and competing out there.
Well, we'll be watching. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me on the show.